It's the bare minimum. It's no backing by the officers or the government or anything like that. The brothers and sisters here, they're trying to do their best to help us and get the help that we need or whatever. When there's no actual effort from the people moving the paperwork or doing anything for us, you know what I mean? We just get going deaf ears. So it's pretty hard, to be honest, to get anything done from behind the walls, you know? They change the goals. They say, here's the goals. This is what you need to do to get it. You do everything you need to do, but we'll change. Hey, we'll move the goals at the end. Right as you're about to kick it, we're going to move it over here and you have to do this, this and that. It's a battle where all the boys are fighting in here. My last sentence, I didn't get one day's parole, right? I had no incidences, nothing. But I come to my release date after the 4 years, 3 weeks out from the end date, and parole sends me a letter saying insufficient amount of time left, parole denied. We look for these supports to help. Like, give us an opportunity. How do you expect growth or change when you won't even give the man the opportunity to prove himself? In the back of your head, you're thinking, why do I do all these right things when I'm not benefiting from it at all? The reward never comes. And then the boys just feel like, what's the point? I'm not going to even try and be good. I'm not even going to give them the time. I'm going to do these courses, and they give up on themselves. Do you know what I mean? It creates this chain of doubt. Don't believe that we're going to get them opportunities. You know what I mean? Like, and it's sad, you know? Like, I know for myself, I'm at that turning point where neurologically, like 30 years old, you're going to go one way or the other. Like, am I going to change my life or am I not? In surviving, you're breaking the law and then you're looked at like a disgusting piece of society, when only it's just the part of society that's been left behind. It's scared people who don't know what they're doing tonight, where they're sleeping, where they're eating. I've lived through that and I've come out and I've done all right, you know what I mean? And I know other people who have been like that, done mad in the wrong thing, but then lost it all, like, and then done the right thing and lost it all, but we still fight, you know? We're still trying, you know? Like, I know a lot of boys, and we all know them, that have died, have taken their own life because they just didn't have the fight left in them. Too many times they were left behind and not given their shot and weren't heard. They're screaming in the dark. I know the boys in here, if they were given the opportunity and an avenue where they had a safe accommodation, a skill set where they've been taught a skill, and an actual place where they're going to work, that you'll have the most loyalist boys by your side.